That was some of the sparring that occurred in regards to a complaint filed by the board minority with the state education commissioner. The complaint accuses North District board member Jay McCarthy of violating board rules by releasing information from a past executive session with some of the media.
He voted.
This is illegal.
McCarthy hired a lawyer, but now the question of who pays for legal fees is at issue. The situation turned confusing at times as they attempted to vote on a resolution. McCarthy initially recused himself, but then voted anyway. And an attorney sitting in the audience jumped up to advise, sparking even more debate. Interim Superintendent Don Ogilvy.
And I don't think the board resolved that today. What they decided was that General Counsel and myself would select an attorney to review the actions that occupied probably an hour and a half today to find out what occurred and what the next steps would be.
Ogilvy says he was disappointed at the time spent on the topic.
I would love to spend even a half an hour, hour and a half, sharing the good things that are happening in the classrooms of the Buffalo Public Schools. And we will reach that point, and it'll be sooner than later.
The board did manage to hire a new chief academic officer, Linda Simas, a retired Williamsville school administrator. She was recommended by Ogilvy. She once served as deputy superintendent in Syracuse and a deputy commissioner of education in Texas, then worked for the Williamsville School District, where she retired in 2011. Simas currently serves as director of academics at Sacred Heart Academy in Amherst. She helped turn around a failing school in Syracuse, improving a 12% dropout rate.
We got off the state list. Our academics also went up. It wasn't perfect. I probably could have stayed there my whole career, and it wouldn't have been perfect, but we made some good headway.
Ogilvy recommended the hiring of Simas.
What would be the first thing that you would want her to absolutely hit the ground running right now?
I think right now there's so much that needs to be brought to her awareness in terms of the programs that we have. We'll be making principal assignments within the next couple of weeks, and we're hoping that Linda will have a voice in that. But if not, she will get to know them. Within the next few days, I'm hoping that she will meet with me and our priority school principals.
Simas fills the position left vacant when the district removed Yamilet Williams from the job for failure to have proper certification. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.